I wrote about community building in the August issue of National Vanguard, but only very briefly about community action, about what our community would do relative to the rest of the world. I was brief because I don't like to speculate on uncertain things in National Vanguard. And anything which depends as much or more on what everyone else does as on what we do is indeed uncertain. But what I think will happen is this. One will see a lot of people engaged in activities that the Judeo-Christians will denounce as racist. But these people won't run like rabbits and begin apologizing for being white when they're denounced, like is nearly always the case today. They'll have heard it so many times it just won't bother them. Or if it does, they'll counterattack with a denunciation of Zionist racism in Israel, or of black racism, or of Hispanic racism. Reactions of this sort are inevitable in any period of rapid and drastic social change. The toughest elements of the race, when they finally have their backs to the wall, will resist going down. We're going to make our message available to all of those reactionaries, and some of them are going to listen to it. And those who do are going to provide a coherence to the whole thing. And the message will be coming from the mountain, from our island of white values in a Jewish ocean. And we're going to put some purpose and meaning into the lives of a lot of those people. And some of them will join our diaspora and strengthen it, and others will join us on the mountain, on our little island. And the day will come when our little island becomes two islands, maybe 1,000 miles apart, and then three, and then a whole archipelago. We're going to build a fire that they can't put out. The message is going to be coming from every island in our archipelago. We may not save this country or this civilization, but we'll save something. And then we'll start over with white genes, white values, a white purpose. And we'll build a whole new world. The really great thing about what has just happened is that we don't have to wait until after some violent revolution or some other cataclysm in the distant future to start rebuilding the world. We've already started. Our mountain, our island, is the beginning of a new world. And it'll be new in every way. Remember, we are not trying to escape from the present so that we can return to the past. Our aim is to establish a base in the present from which we can shape the future. We're not trying to make a simpler, more peaceful, or more rustic world to which we can retreat while everything else goes to hell. It will be necessary for us to remain very much in touch with the rest of the world while it continues on its course. We're not going to imitate the Amish by shunning machinery. We're going to use every tool and every weapon available to us which will help us get the job done. Our community on the mountain, on our little island, will be governed by the spiritual values that it is our mission to preserve. So it will be essentially a religious community. But it won't consist of a bunch of monks practicing their calligraphy with goose quills and parchment. It will be a religious community using the latest and most powerful data processing and word processing equipment which we can afford to purchase. More than ever before, we'll need the special skills and resources of our members. We'll need talented, trained men and women who can provide special capabilities for us on the mountain, on our island. And we'll need financial support from others, so that we can continue acquiring needed equipment and continue moving forward with the development of our community. We'll need a lot of help, a lot of commitment, a lot of faith, a lot of sacrifice. But we have a good bunch of people, a bright and resourceful and idealistic bunch of people. And by pulling together and giving it everything that we've got, we'll win this fight yet. Thank you.